Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Sentinel Coffee, serving Southeast with locally roasted, organic coffee and door-to-door delivery. More at sentinelcoffee.com. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my first guests today are here representing the Juno Community Foundation and the Juno School District. Welcome Amy Skillbred, Executive Director of the Juno Community Foundation, and Adrian Schwartz with the Juno School District. Thank you both, Shelley, for being here.
Thank you.
Adrian, what do you do at the school district?
I am the food service supervisor for the school district, and I have been working in that position since 2008. And my job helps make sure that students receive nutritious breakfast, lunch, and snack each day while they're at school.
Thanks. And Amy, refresh the memory of our listeners. What is the Juno Community Foundation?
So the Juno Community Foundation works to increase philanthropy, large giving in our community, and to meet the needs of various people and programs and nonprofits in the community.
Great. And how did you two get mixed up with each other? What's your connection to Adrian in the school district?
Well, we met because there was a meeting that was organized to start talking about the breakfast programs in the school and see if there wasn't a way to try and ensure that we could have a universal breakfast program for all elementary school students was the first stop on the road we took. And that's how we met. And after some crunching of numbers by the school district, it turned out that we needed, I think it was $18,000 more in order to ensure a universal breakfast program at the elementary level. And the foundation said, okay, we'll do that. And with the assistance of United Way, they were supporting us in that as well.
That's great. And now, is this addition or expansion to an already established program, or is this something new that's being introduced for the first time?
I can answer that. What happened was about 6 years ago, the Juno School District started a contract with a food service management company that brought to my attention the Universal Breakfast Program, which I had never heard of at the time. And what a Universal Breakfast Program is it's a program that offers breakfast free of charge to all students in the school, regardless of their eligibility for free or reduced price meals. So every student can participate in the program. At that time, we decided to pilot the program at Glacier Valley Elementary School, and it was very successful. So we expanded to Riverbend Elementary School, and that's when Amy contacted me. She had heard we were piloting the program and wanted to help expand it to all of the elementary schools.
Now, when this idea came about, was there a noticeable number of students going hungry?
What I would say is that our participation wasn't as high as we wanted it to be, and that was for a couple of different reasons. With the ability for any student to receive a free meal during breakfast, it takes away any stigma associated with your eligibility based on your income. And because of that, we feel like the environment's a little bit more inviting. We offer a free hot and a cold entree each day that they can choose from, along with some fruit and a milk. And so once we implemented the Universal Breakfast Program, we saw a huge spike in our participation.
That's great news.
Yeah, and there was a tremendous number of volunteers who were very dedicated at a couple of schools prior to the Universal Program. And they were, you know, getting to schools at 6 a.m. and making the food and making sure there was food for kids. But not everybody was taking part in it, and it was getting harder and harder to find the volunteers. And so I think that was sort of all came together at about the same time. And so we came in about 4 years ago, and at first it was just elementary schools, and then we broadened it to include the middle schools as well. And there are other funding sources as well that support and make sure that the middle schools have a universal breakfast program as well.
Great. And as part of this program, there are some other benefits to students, reduced cost for lunch. Can you say more about that?
Yes, that's correct. So what we have done is we have expanded the Universal Breakfast Program to include our six main elementary schools, our Juno Community Charter School, Montessori Borealis, the two middle schools, and Yakutsk-Dakahedi Alternative High School. And in addition to that, to help support the students at Juno Douglas and Thunder Mountain High School, students that are eligible to receive a reduced price meal now can receive a free breakfast or lunch.
Oh,
so
wow.
There's no
That's
charge.
Great.
Yeah.
And there's no enrollment program, or there's some eligibility requirements?
There are no eligibility requirements for the Universal Breakfast Program. We do still encourage families to submit applications for the lunch program. The lunch program we're running in the same fashion that is standard, which is if students are eligible for a free or reduced price lunch, they get that. And if not, then they're paying for a full price meal.
And go ahead.
Yeah. One of the reasons for encouraging people to sign up for it if they're eligible for free and reduced lunches is that there's federal funding that comes with that. So that helps support the overall program, which sort of enabled us to come in with sort of a minimal amount of money compared to the price of the overall program. So
that's great. And do you see this program continuing indefinitely, expanding at all?
Yes. Our goal is to continue the program. Today, we actually had our highest participation in the breakfast program since I've been working for the school district. So we served 929 students breakfast today, which is very exciting. Our average last year was right around 800. And this year, we've already seen an increase in the number of students that are participating. I think there's a lot of reasons for that. We're trying to get the word out and communicate and let people know that we're providing this. And it's just available. And if anybody has any questions, they can always reach out and contact me.
And has there been, I don't know if you guys can answer this question. If you can't, that's fine. But has there been noticeable improvement in students' ability to concentrate, their performance academically, physically?
We've had at least I've heard of some, I think probably Adrian, you sent them to me, where principals and teachers were talking about the difference that it's made in their classroom when you have kids who've eaten and their ability to concentrate. They're not worried about, you know, I'm starving, I'm hungry, and fidgeting around because of that. And so I think having the breakfast program has been shown, I don't know if you've done a study here in Juneau, but it's been shown across the country to be a general way to improve the education atmosphere because kids are able to be more on task.
And the folks who serve the food are no longer necessarily, it's no longer on a volunteer basis. They're employees that are compensated for their time.
That is correct. That is correct. We work with a food service management company, Nana Management Services, and their staff prepare and serve the meals each day.
Well, it sounds like a great program all around and beneficial to students and employees alike. And so it must be a good match for you guys with the Juneau Community Foundation and the school district.
It definitely is. And again, I'd like to say we want to continue growing this program and expanding it, and we could use help. And if there are any community members who would like to donate, they can either do that at our individual school offices or they can reach out to the Juneau Community Foundation.
Correct.
That's great. And then students or parents who want to apply for reduced lunch or any other benefit that comes along with that, can they do so online or at the schools?
Yes. The easiest way to do that is to visit schoolcafe.com and submit an application online. You can also go to the Juneau School District website, which is juneauschools.org, and go to the Food Service Department link, and there's lots of information on there about how you can submit an application.
Well, Amy and Adrian, thanks for all the work that you've done with this program. It sounds like it's really good for everybody involved. Is there anything else that you want to mention about it or talk about while you're here today?
Well, just in general, I'd like to let people know that we serve a wide variety of foods. I did bring a September menu.
And oh, you're going to make me hungry.
I have it in front of me. So, like, tomorrow morning we have a ham and egg and cheese sandwich. On Friday, we have French toast sticks with sizzling sausage and warm cinnamon applesauce. And there's lots of other items like that throughout the month.
That sounds great. Thanks for bringing in that menu. And
You're
thank
welcome.
You both so much for being here and for doing what you do.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
This generation rules the nation with version. Feel the answer for freedom, love.